Tell us how this move came about for you.
I'd been back in the fold at Derby, you know, in the squads, played in the cup a few weeks back, and then got pulled into Steve McLaren's office and told that the bid had been accepted from Sheffield United. So, you know, free to talk to them. And it was a tough decision to leave Derby, but, you know, it wasn't a tough decision where to go. I was delighted to hear from Nigel and to make the move up to Bramall Lane.
How do you feel about stepping down a level?
Well, that was a tough decision, really, because I could have probably hung around and waited for a championship offer. But, you know, the size of the club, Sheffield United, it's, you know, the potential's there already to get out of that division. You know, it's not easy, but if we can get on a good run, you know, get up in the championship, and then who knows, that would be the aim.
And the manager, of course, you know very well.
Yeah, Nigel signed me to Derby. And played a lot under him there. So, yeah, I'm delighted to link up with him again and can't wait to get started.
And you join at a really exciting time. There's an FA Cup tie tomorrow. Obviously, you can't be part of it and you can't be involved on Wednesday, which is gutting for you, no doubt. But the general feel of the place, I would imagine it's a very buoyant mood at the moment at Bramall Lane.
Yeah, I mean, disappointed to be cup tied in both the cups. But I think the league's probably got to be the priority, you know, to get out of the division. And to get the club to back in the championship would be a minimum, I think. So, you know, that's very important. And I think, obviously, the cup runs are fantastic for the club and for the fans. And but, you know, the league's got to probably be the priority, I think.
What kind of a midfield player are you, Paul? These are always difficult questions for players themselves. But just give us a flavour of what you like.
Well, I played in the middle most of my career, but Nigel liked me on the right. With John Brayford, who the Blades fans know well.
So you might be thinking of something there then?
I don't know. Maybe. But I can play anywhere really across the midfield, so I'm quite versatile.
You'll not be short of friends at Bramall Lane, will you? There's enough ex-Derby lads there.
Yeah, a few ex-Derby lads. A couple of boys I played with in Scotland, under-21s team as well, so I know one or two of them.
Have you heard from John Brayford yet?
I haven't, no. I'm waiting to hear.
I thought
like
you might be able to tell us something.
I wish I could.
But we are expecting him to sign. That's a big one for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And obviously when I heard the news that they were trying to push that through as well, you know, really pushed the deal over the line for me as well. I mean, shows the ambition with the club to try and get into the top six minimum come the end of the season.
And how fit do you feel at the moment?
Yeah, I feel good. Yeah, I had a bad injury last season, which ruled me out for, only managed to play the first sort of 10, 15 games of that and missed Derby's playoff campaign. So I'm back this season, been fit the full season, been in the squads, but not getting enough game time for my liking. So when I got the opportunity to move on, you know, I jumped out.
What's the length of contract?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. So what are you hoping to achieve within that time frame?
Well, I mean, I think you've got to concentrate on now and try and get the club back into the championship. You know, the size of the club it needs to be at least in the championship, and then you take it from there. You know, when you've got a bit of momentum, anything can happen. But we need to get our league form right and get winning and get into the top six minimum.
So what happens for you now? Obviously, you can't play tomorrow. Will you go and watch tomorrow, or has the manager allowed you to stay at home? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to go and watch tomorrow. Going to go watch the lads tomorrow, and then we'll get a taste of the Bramall Lane atmosphere midweek. So I'll come watch that, and then I'll be ready to play against Swindon on the weekend.